Welcome to the Vintage Faith Podcast. We are a Foursquare church based in Culver City, California. We're committed to taking care of our community through the teachings of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. Our heart is to encounter God, equip the church, and love the city. Expect to hear sermons from our senior pastor, Matt Kladnick, as well as our guest speakers. For more info, check us out at vffchurch.com.
I'm Pastor Rick on staff here. And I've got the honor of delivering the word today. And I am just so flattered that because I'm speaking, you guys call this the cutest Sunday of the year. Nah, obviously not. We got an incredible program that's just seconds away. And so, but before that, as you saw, I'm going to share the word with you. And the word is just something that I just so look forward to sharing and so excited about. Because today is the third Sunday of Advent. Yeah. So if you're not familiar with that, as we showed earlier today, is that that's just basically what that is. It's a countdown. First Sunday, second Sunday, third Sunday, then fourth Sunday, and then Jesus Sunday, Jesus Day. And so that's how that works. So today is the candle of peace. Yeah? Peace. Everybody throw up a peace sign. Ooh, boom. Let me see. Good, 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 good. No, not good. You know what I discovered before I ask people to throw up the peace sign, I better make sure this is actually legit, that we can actually do that in church without like some sort of condemnation from on high or something like that. Did you know that the peace, that sign has a lot of different meanings and it's evolved over time? Here in America, you can just throw it up this way. Did you know that? That's peace here in the Western world. Where's my ASL people? But what if you took your peace sign and went like this? Oh, what's that? Stupid. Yeah, did you know that? In ASL, if you throw American Sign Language, if you take the peace sign and tap it to your forehead, that means stupid. So a lot of you are just stupid in your pictures. Because you're all standing like this. Then for some of us that might have a little understanding of things in the British world, you would not take your peace sign and turn it the other way around. Because in some lands that have British heritage, that's the equivalent of one finger in our world. Yeah, especially those of you from Aussie land, you would not be doing that there, I found out, because that's their one finger sign. Yeah, so I was like, ooh, good thing I checked up on that and then I was like, oh no, I've been giving people the finger in a bunch of my pictures because I have my peace sign backwards. But I don't think I send it to any Brits, so I'm good on that. But the reason I even bring that up is that why are we talking about peace today anyway? Why is the third Sunday of Advent the peace candle? What does that mean? What does that have to do with the message of Jesus and the fact that he was born in a manger long ago? What does the word of peace mean with regard to Jesus? Well, that's something that we actually learned in Advent also. Because the first candle of Advent is the candle of hope. And that goes all the way back into the Old Testament to a passage that the prophet Isaiah spoke in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Do you remember this? Where the prophet wrote this and he spoke this in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born. You recognize it now? For to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And that's where it starts there. As the prophet spoke, for us now, this would be almost 3,000 years ago, 700 years before Jesus was born, the prophet Isaiah spoke this to Israel. And we're feeling the effect right now. But how's that happen? How does that work? Still, what does that mean that peace can affect my life, that I can experience any sort of peace by putting my faith or coming to Jesus or having my life in his hands? What does that mean? Although that the prophet spoke it long, a long, long time ago, and he spoke it to the people of Israel, and he said to them that someone that the Father in heaven is going to send will bring peace. That's what it means when it says that the Messiah, the Mashiach in Hebrew, will come. For us, we understand that through the Greek, the Christ, the Christos, the anointed one, the one that God sends is going to bring peace to us. But that's a prophet's message, and that's a long, long, long. I can't even wrap my head around 3,000 years ago. I can barely wrap my head around 1961, and I don't know what happened on that day. Why did I mention that? Think somebody was born in 60. That's a long time ago. What does that have to do with us today? What is this incredible celebration, this wonderful, this joyous occasion? How does that come to me? How do the prophet's words make any sense to me? And then it was reinforced. It was doubled down on by the angels on the very night that Jesus was born. Again, we hear those words in Luke chapter 2. Read this with me. This is what the angel said to the shepherds in the field that night. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. That's what the angel said to the poor shepherds who were just laying in the field, just minding their own business, taking care of the sheep at night. I come from a generation where that was a rite of passage in my church, is when you finally get to have a part in the Christmas pageant. And for if you were a little boy, guess where you started? Shepherd number 4. That was me. Shepherd number 4 started there. You got to get it like this. And then all of a sudden. I still got it. Yeah. And then you graduate. Shepherd number 3, get to carry a sheep. Shepherd number 2. Get to carry the staff. Shepherd number 1. Let us go now, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing that the Lord has made known to us. Are you sure there are any places left in the thing today? Cause I'm ready. Peace. On whom God's favor rests. Still, why did the angel say that? Why did the prophet say that? How is Jesus going to do that? Really? How is Jesus going to do that? How is this little baby going to do that? And even if he grows up to be a man, how does he do that? How does he bring us peace? And how does he do what the angel said he was going to do? And the prophet said he's going to do? He's going to bring it to the whole earth. Now, if you live on the same earth that I live on, I don't know if we've ever had that ever, except in the very beginning. That's the only time that really, honestly, that the earth has ever experienced peace is when it was first formed. And Adam and Eve were at peace with their father. And then shortly after that, it was gone. And the world has never experienced peace to this day. They say there are over 100 wars being fought every year on this planet. It's crazy. And now I begin to think, wait. And it's no wonder that the angel said that someone in heaven would bring peace. And why that's so meaningful. I mean, if I lived like, you know, if I lived and everything was happy holidays all the time and, you know, was joyful all the time, peace really wouldn't have any significance because I would be going, yeah, so. But if I think about this world and I think about my real life and what's really going on, wow, if I think, wow, if I could have real peace. No, real peace. Not just political and governmental peace, but peace in my heart. Peace in my soul. Peace in my household. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. Peace in my household. Peace at my workplace. Oh, peace on the 405. This message of peace I want it. I want to know what that is like. And apparently, Jesus can bring it. Here's a question, though. I've always wondered this. Why is Jesus called the Prince of Peace and not the King of Peace? Have you ever wondered that? I was just thinking about, why is Jesus not the King of Peace? He's the Prince of Peace. It's like, hey, angel, did you get it wrong? Hey, Isaiah, did you get it wrong? Isn't he the King of Peace? But then I began to understand what God was doing when I looked and paid more attention to the scripture and just what the prophet was saying and just what the angel was declaring. Jesus is the Prince of Peace because he's doing his Father's work. The Father sends the Son as the Prince to restore peace to a world that has lost it a long, long time ago. The Father sends the Son to restore peace to his kingdom. The Prince of Peace has come. You see, it is the Father's plan that he would send his Son to reestablish peace to his kingdom. That's what the Father wanted to do. And that's why the Father sends the Son, his Prince of Peace. Now, here's something that I miss all the time when I read the nativity verses and the scriptures that actually would help me understand, and I think will help us understand, just how Jesus brings peace to this world. If we look back at Luke chapter 2, verses 13 and 14, look what this passage says. I've read it so many times. And these are the angels and the shepherds. And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, once again, and everybody says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. If we go back to 13, this is what I miss. And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel. It didn't say suddenly a great company of angels appeared. It said suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared. Now, we who live in modern day, in the modern day world, we can't relate to where that word comes from, really. Because when I think of host, I think I'm going to, you know, to BJ's restaurant, and the host comes out and says, how many in your party? That's what I think about when it's host. So, you know, I might get a little confused when suddenly a whole group of these individuals came and wanted to seat me. For it's like, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host. What is that all about? You see, that word actually originally, you know what it means? The simplest way to translate it? A suddenly a great company of the heavenly army appeared with the angel. Host derives from an old world term that means the fighting men and women. It would just be the fighters, the army of heaven. Suddenly, with the angel, a company of the heavenly army appear, and then they declare that Jesus is going to bring peace to the earth. Because you know what peace is? It's the result of a finished war. You can't have peace unless you go to war. And Jesus brings peace because he went to war for us. He brings peace to this world that's in turmoil and covered and riddled with darkness and sin and has a grip on all of our lives. And he brings us peace because he did battle for us. And he gave it up and left it all for us. And because of that, our war can be done. Our battles can finally be finished because of what Jesus did. That's why he is the Prince of Peace that the Father sent in order to bring us peace in our lives. That's how Jesus establishes peace. And that's what the angels meant when they got backed up by the heavenly host and said, I just thought it was so right that the song that we were singing says that heaven goes to war for us. And I said, well, you know, we sing that. What does that mean? And today I was like going, whoa, that's my sermon right there. That the heavenly hosts were there to say, hey, people, you put your faith in this sent one of God and heaven's there for you.
Yeah, so good.
Heaven's there for you because our prince is coming to restore peace. And the first place he's going to bring it is the most important and the most significant place to you and to me is right here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, this whole, you could be in a peaceful setting. You could be sitting on the beach in Kauai and just, and the dolphins are just rolling over and playing. But if there's no peace in here, it's meaningless. It's meaningless. And that's where Jesus started. That's where he starts. And just in case you're wondering and you're here to celebrate along with all the children and this vintage family, I just want you to know that's where it can start, right here. That the Prince of Peace has come. Not to give you a cool saying for your Christmas card, but actually bring it into your heart. That's why Paul, the Apostle Paul, is able to say later on when he wrote his letter to the believers in Rome, in Romans chapter 8, he said, no, above all these things, look at that word. Now it has meaning to me. We are more than conquerors. You see, conquest is a battle term. And after conquest has been established, guess what you get? Peace. Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. The verse goes on to say that nothing will separate us. Neither life nor death, nor angels or demons, present or the future. Nothing can separate us from the peace and the joy and the blessing that Jesus brings. Death and life and angels, the present of their future. Our prince brings us peace. So what does peace have to do with me and you? And what does that third candle have to do with anything? It reminds us of what really took place in that manger and what the angels were really announcing to those shepherds. And what later on three magi traveled to bear witness of. The one who would finally bring peace to the world. And it's happening today in Jesus Christ. Amen?
Yes.
Are you ready to continue celebrating?
Yes.
Because that's what we're here to do. Praise the Lord and peace.